track in the mountains. He's had a double cataract operation. He can't see, but nothing worries him. He just says, give me a push, Art. See you at the bottom of the hill. At 86, he was widowed, as you may know, married a chick of 54. On the honeymoon, I wired him. I said, oh, this could be fatal. He wired back that she's got to go. She's got to go. I like that attitude. I saw my son. I said, boy, you're still going strong. It must be in your genes. He says, I guess it's a family thing. He says, my dad got married last time, 98. We had a grandfather back somewhere in our family. He got married at 114. I said, why in the world would that 114 want to get married? He says, well, family secret. The fact is, he didn't want to get married. And since we're all past 50, I'll leave you on that cheering note.
Far down the years, as we grow old, we'll love like purple and love. Your name, Ted?
Oh, I'm Lucille Hutchison. Hipway. I was born in Wichita, Kansas, on July 23rd, 1893.
Mm-hmm.
I came to California in January 1901. I lived on a ranch in Paradise Valley. Went to National City Elementary School, National City High School. In those days, it was the only high school for South Bay. And when I graduated in 1910, June 1910, there were four girls in my class. I went to normal school, San Diego Normal School, from 1910 to 1912. And in August 1912, I married Harry Hipway. I was very happily married, and I had one daughter, Dorothy, and we moved to our home that we built on Elkhorn Boulevard in 1923. And in 1929, I lost my husband. And I went back in the spring 1930 to the old Normal campus. But it was then San Diego State Teachers College. Then I spent one semester, and then we went to the new college out where it is now. And I graduated from San Diego State Teachers College in 1932. And I did many things. It was during the Depression. Jobs were hard to find. So I worked 2 years in the Federal Nursery School. Then I taught in Del Mar, taught a while in San Onofre, a little school down on the highway that was on the old Santa Margarita Ranch, which is now Camp Pendleton. Then I taught in 1941. I went to Chula Vista to teach. I was 21 years teaching in Chula Vista in the Left Street School. In 1962, I retired, but I went to St. John's Episcopal School. I was asked to teach there. And in 1963, I decided that I wanted to travel. So I took many wonderful trips. And in 1970, I sold my home in Chula Vista and moved to Frederica Manor, where I'm living now, very, very happy. Lovely surroundings, and wonderful care, and wonderful friends.
What were the service that you taught? What were your service that you taught?
I taught first grade.
First grade?
First grade.
Then I taught children.
Oh, I enjoyed it so very much. And the other day, I certainly enjoyed the day meeting some old friends.
Have you met many of your
old friends? Yes, I met several. I'm really surprised.
Thank you so much.
Graduated in 1932 from San Diego State Teachers College. Art Linkletter was our associated student body president.
Great. Your partner in the graduation parade?
The graduation parade was Harvey Rankin. Out wondering what became of him.
What was that? They put a tent over?
They had this huge tank that they were going to put down underneath the ground, and it was still on top of the ground, and they had our bleachers up here where we sat, the graduates. We marched in, and my partner was Harvey Rankin, and to make the grounds look better, they covered it with canvas, so we didn't have any lawn.
Now that was before the Big Bowl was built there.
Yes.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Well, my name then was Dora Augustine, now Dora Augustine Rindy. I was born in 1889 in Gladstone, North Dakota, a little town of about 250 people. I lived out in the country, however. My parents lived on a farm. And I lived there till I graduated from high school in Dickinson, North Dakota. With a class of 13, so you know it wasn't sort of a big school. And we came here that summer, got here just in time, well, after school had started at the old State Normal. We arrived September 10th, 1910, and on the 11th, my sister and I went up and enrolled in the old State Normal school. And I graduated from there in 1912, and in the fall, in the November 21st, I looked it up yesterday, and there was no chance of getting in the city schools then, so I went up to Ventura, and I taught in a one-room schoolhouse, where there were two older boys that just made life miserable for me, and I finished out the term. They'd had three teachers before me. And I finished out the term there, and when I came back, I was informed that I had a school for September. I taught out at the old, what was the name of that school? It's out near National City. Can't remember the name of it now.
But it was in
San
Diego.
Yes. I taught first grade, and I had some of the cutest little fellows in there. And then I married, and I didn't teach anymore then. And then in 1939, my husband passed away. We had four children. My husband passed away, so I had to go to work. And, schools were getting pretty bad then. I didn't feel like I could cope with that. So I went into cafeteria work. And I was cafeteria manager out at the Hoover High School for 14 years.
Oh, but within the school system.
Yes, in the school system. And then I retired from there and been enjoying my retirement ever since.
Now, did you graduate in 1912?
Yes.
Did you participate in any sports activities or?
Not very much.
Probably the distance from the school was a little difficult to get back and forth to school?
No, we lived right close to school. I don't know why I didn't, but I just was so busy keeping up with all these things. It was so different from my little school back where I came from. It was quite overwhelming. So I didn't.
Did you have a favorite teacher or professor?
Oh, I loved Miss Wade. She wasn't a teacher. She was a dean of girls. And Miss Hammock, Edith Hammock, was my supervisor in training school, and she was wonderful.
How many units did you have to take a semester? Do you remember what you said?
I don't and it seems like it was 12, but I don't, I couldn't swear to that.
I heard it was quite a heavy curriculum.
Yes, it was. And
kept
because
the students
I
quite
came
busy.
In late after the school had started, I missed out on something, so I didn't graduate in June of 1912 like the regular class. I graduated in November of 1912. That's one reason why I had no chance at a school here in the city then.
Have you met any friends?
Yes. This one lady right here, we've had a great time reminiscing because she remembers so many of the ones that I did that are not here, and most of them have passed on. But it's been lovely talking to them.
Well, thank you for taking time with us this afternoon.
And I have to tell you that I have 4 children, 8 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren.
Fantastic. Just give me your name,
yeah,
when
this
you
is,
were born.
Weldy Lewis, born in Adams, New York. Came from Syracuse, New York, out here in 1929. Enrolled at State and graduated in 33 in science. Married Margaret Ninish of Ninish Printers.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we have 3 delightful children. Member on campus of the biology club other than the fraternity. My wife, Margaret Ninish, was a member of Gamma Phi Zeta sorority. I don't know
what
else.
Fraternity were you?
Phylon Desai, who has since gone Sigma Chi.
Oh, so
yeah, all of the fraternities and the sororities on campus at the time I was here were all locals, and most of them have since gone national. Only one I'm familiar with has been my own Phylum Desai, which has gone Sigma Chi. So I'm not, I haven't kept up with the social organizations other than that. Also a member of Pendragon, the theatrical group, took a very interesting trip with Dorothy Harvey, botany teacher, who was here today, by the way, a pretty senior citizen. We went 385 miles south of Ensenada in 1932 in a 1914 Model T Ford that I bought for $13. It drove 4 years through school. We had a marvelous trip, had to take all of our own gas and oil, no roads, of course. We averaged 2 flat tires a day. Emmett Hooper was a fraternity brother of mine who went with me with the Harvey family, Mr. and Mrs. Harvey and their daughter. He is, Emmett is retired now, was got his PhD in zoology, was director of the zoology department at University of Michigan at Ann Arbor. I guess that's about it.
What did you do after?
I ended up as a lowly school teacher in science and taught at Roosevelt Junior High School for a couple of years, and then taught at San Diego High for 38 years. Became department chairman in science and counseling there at San Diego High. Retired in 1967 and just started to live since then.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
My name is Melis Millar Lewis, and I started State College in 1927. I was born in Canada, but I came down here when I was 12 years old, and I graduated from San Diego High School and had a wonderful time at Old State College. When I graduated from Old State College in February 33, before they came out here to the new college, and there were only 900 students. And you knew everybody. And it was so much fun. And after college, I took a teacher's credential, as most of them did. And I taught school. I taught in the Bay Area for some years, and then I taught in San Diego. I taught mentally retarded here. And it was a really interesting field to teach in. I have 3 children, and Old State College, it's so much fun to come back and see so many people that I've remembered.
Your husband mentioned Ninish Printers?
Yes, Yes, my husband, it's a second marriage for both of us.
Oh, I see.
And his first wife was Margaret Ninish. My first husband was Clayton Rudolph. And he was one of the football players at State College. But I've been married to Weldon now about 16 years.
Where did you meet?
Well, let's see. Of course, Weldon Lewis was, I met him in college early, and he was a really good friend of my brother's. And when I was in San Diego City Schools, I was one of the teacher representatives. I wasn't real keen about the job, but I took it because I did. And he was also the representative for San Diego High School, and he happened to be right in back of me, and we got reacquainted then. But actually, he was my daughter's counselor in high school. But I've known him for years.
Now, when you were teaching mentally retarded, have you seen a change in attitude towards teaching?
Oh, yes. I retired 12 years ago, and I think that now, and I taught down in Southeast San Diego, and I think now that that's a bit a harder job for the teachers down there, because I think there's probably less respect. But it was, I liked it. I liked teaching there. I think it's an area that you have to like that kind of teaching and those kids to succeed.
Do you recall any favorite teacher at
San Diego's, at State? Oh, Miss Hammock, I was hoping I could see her today. She was the one that really got me started on teaching. She was a wonderful supervisor. I remember Doc Leonard, and I loved him dearly.
What did he teach?
He taught history. And Dr. I can't think of his name. A history teacher. His starts with an M. Dr. I can't think. My memory.
It's all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. My name is Joseph Keller. I was born in Anaheim, California in 1908. My family had been in San Diego, and in fact, my mother and dad had been married here in 1896. Had two older brothers born in San Diego and an older sister born in Los Angeles. But the family returned to San Diego when I was 1 year old, so I considered myself a native San Diegan. I resided in National City most of my formative years. Graduated from Sweetwater High School in 1925 and entered State College in 1926, or 25 also, pardon me. I attended for 3.5 years, and then, due to circumstances, I dropped out of school for a while, resumed my courses in 1930-31, graduated in June of 1931, the first class to graduate from the new campus. In fact, we had moved, according to history of the thing, in that interim between semesters. I recall then, of course, going back into my activities at State College, I was a member of the varsity tennis team for 2 years and enjoyed my activities in sports particularly. I was quite interested in other phases of college and campus life, but because of commuting problems, I didn't engage too much in other extracurricular activities. I do recall I had the use of the family car during those years at the old campus, and it was an Oldsmobile touring car, very comfortable and open, and I recall parking alongside the campus frequently, particularly close to the entrance, the walk-in entrance, and I was a brown bagger as far as lunch was concerned, and so I'd leave my lunch in the car, but frequently upon going to my car to eat, I would say, pardon me, because I'd find possibly a whole sorority of girls in the car enjoying their repast. So I would grab my lunch and eat elsewhere. That was just a humorous little reminiscing there. other things, of course, occupied our attention back in those late 20s. We did have noon dances, I recall, and I was rather a shy young man at the time, and whereas some of the more aggressive people got out on the floor and gyrated around and danced for that time that I did not know, I was more inclined to stand around the entrance and watch and listen to the music. I wasn't alone in that respect. However, most of the people who didn't go for the dancing so much, at noontime we had a great relationship, you might say, with some of the faculty and the grounds people, the janitors and the yard people. And at noontime we frequently would have indoor baseball games outdoors, and we would compete with the freshman class or the sophomore class with the people of the staff and faculty and so forth. It was quite a situation there, not only in such games as baseball, but also in horseshoes, things of that nature. That's about it.
Did you go on to be a teacher yourself?
Originally I had intended teaching, but in that time, of course, there was such a thing as the Depression, and job availability was very low. So I gravitated into another field. In fact, it was a service station field. And several years I was an employee of the Shell Oil Company. Then subsequently became the owner of my own station out on El Cajon Boulevard, right near the campus, over on 58th Street. And for many years, until World War II, I owned and operated that station. And not only it was a way of living as well as a method of living. And had many of the state college faculty as neighbors and customers at that time also.
That's good.
Including Dudley Robinson, Chesney Moe, with whom I'd gone to state college, to Sweetwater High School. And I stayed with that until the World War II situation occurred. Took me out of it involuntarily, you might say, although I was drafted and you might say enlisted at the same time in a program they had at that time called the VOC program. So I subsequently in my Army career spent 2 years in India, returned to San Diego, and then became involved in the wholesale plumbing business. And until my retirement 9 years ago, that's...
Who was your favorite teacher?
Favorite teachers? I was a history major at the time. And Lewis B. Leslie was one of my favorite teachers, although personally I had no great relationship as far as being advised or counseled by him, but I admired his teaching ability and his intense desire to get things across.